John Teacher.
Hello, my name is Jay. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances? Sure. Yes, sir? What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Probably vote, or the chance is 50-50? Definitely?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help us. I'll be brief. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, sir. Moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody in the community, may I ask your race, please?
Oh, sure. Hispanic.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age?
36, 37. Yeah, wait.
Thank you, 36. Sir. Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative? How do you consider yourself?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, thank you. But now, thinking about that direction the country's headed, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. Thank you. Now, moving forward, I'm going to reach you real quick the list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. Now, for each, sir, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you personally to have them focus on. You said 10 if it's the most important, and 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay? Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. How important of an issue is that for you from 1 to 10?
10.
And banning tobacco products for adults from 1 to 10?
10.
Okay. And making college more affordable? Same question.
10. 10, yeah.
And improving K-12 education? Same
10.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
And protecting voting rights and democracy? Same question.
10.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? What's your opinion so far?
I approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I would strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, and which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, okay? Now, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, what number should we give him?
85.
Okay, and the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
85.
And Republican Congress in general, what number should you give
0.
Him? Okay, thank you, sir. Moving forward, I want you to, I'm going to read you the list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number. Authorizing prescription medication from 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
I would say 10.
And educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition from 0 to 10?
10.
And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes from 0 to 10.
10, because I want to quit smoking myself.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of the menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yes.
strongly support that or somewhat support? Strongly support, okay. And do you support oral pills and banned by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support that or oppose that?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand in these bans, now, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? What's your opinion?
More benefit, strongly.
More benefit. Much more benefit or just somewhat more benefit?
No, much more.
Okay, thank you. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
I would say that's strongly agree. That's important.
It should be a top priority?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. Now, we're almost done, sir, okay? When it comes to tobacco, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach to focus on reducing harm from tobacco to cessation support, abstinence and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who cannot or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products? Or it could be the other way, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use and banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one would be the first one or the second one?
I would agree with both, but I would say both equally, ban them and help people quit at the same time.
And for the sake of a research, can you pick one? Just the first one or the second
one? I guess
one?
The first one.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving forward, I would like to, I'm going to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes in the market today. Now, for each company, tell me, how concerned are you about the outcome? The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very concerned for you, somewhat concerned? Not very concerned,
no,
or not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Not at all, or not very?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, more dangerous products flow in the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. How concerned are you about that one? Very, somewhat?
Not at all.
And an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. How concerned are you? Not at all concerned. Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you real quick some of the statements people have made about this ban. And for each one, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement at all, okay? From 0 to 10. Americans had a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Now, banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minorities, communities where we might never return from. Now, do you agree with that one somewhat, strongly, or not at all, from 0 to 10?
I would say maybe 6.
Okay. And about prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usages. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operations by cartels and organized crime. Now, these types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them, and it will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How strong do you agree with that, from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. And today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute those peoples who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead to be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction to cessation, support, and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that, from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you once again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay, strongly support. Okay, and now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Strongly support.
Okay, and regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your community?
A lot more benefit.
Much more benefit. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate? I'm sorry. Will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or it will have no impact on your decision?
More support.
Much more willing or somewhat more willing?
Much more willing.
Much more willing to support a candidate like that. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Not burn tobacco products? Yes or no? Have you used that?
I'm sorry, but explain that one again.
Okay, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? And the first one is not burn tobacco products. Have you used that?
Not burn tobacco? No, days? Cigarettes, yes, but...
Okay. The next one is cigarettes. So that would be a yes? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Pipe tobacco? Yes or no. In the past 30 days? Okay. And oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no?
No.
In the past 30 days? Okay. And wine? In the past 30 days?
No.
Okay. And coffee? In the past?
Yeah.
30 days? Okay. And e-cigarette or vapor products? Yes or no? Okay. And smokeless tobacco such as a dip or a chew?
No.
Have you used that? Okay. And soda or pop? In the last 30 days? And liquor or spirit in the last 30 days?
Yes.
And beer in the last 30 days?
Yes.
And cigars? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for the statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Okay, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working class.
Working class. Thank you. Welcome to the club. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, thank you, sir. And do you identify, and believe me, this is just for a statistical purpose only, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay? But do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community, yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. It's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. Enjoy your weekend.
Sure.
Goodbye.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you.